Well, every January in London, something special happens.
The city slows down after Christmas, but the music doesn't. January is the heart of the London Blues Festival.
Small venues, historic clubs, cold nights, warm pubs, and live blues everywhere.
And if you go to one of these festivals, you quickly realize something. There are rules, recommendations, and things you're not allowed to do.
And that's exactly what today's episode is about. Well, welcome back to the Trainland Podcast. I'm Johnny and I'm here with Aline. Hi, Aline.
Hi.
So, in real English, we use modal verbs all the time to talk about obligation, suggestion, and prohibition.
You'll hear them first in a natural conversation, then we'll break them down step by step so you can use them with confidence.
That's right. And if you're watching us on YouTube, well, stay with us and leave us comments. We'll ask you to participate. So, Aline, let us go to our fictional dialogue. And I think we are enjoying or just planning, no, to go to a blue festival in London. So let us see.
Let's start. So, Johnny, have you checked the dates for the Blues Festival?
Yes, it starts next weekend. We have to buy the tickets soon. They sell out fast.
Definitely. And we should arrive early. Those venues are small.
True. Also, you mustn't bring drinks inside. Security is quite strict.
That's fine. You don't have to dress formally, right?
No, not at all. But you should bring a warm jacket. It's January in London.
Good point. And we can't park near the venue, so public transport is better.
Exactly. Oh, and you must show ID at the entrance sometimes, especially Aline, because you look so young. You know, just you have to show your ID so that you are under 18 or 21.
No problem. I'm really looking forward to it. You shouldn't miss events like this.
Yes, absolutely. But remember, you mustn't talk loudly during the performances.
Of course, it's blues. People actually listen.
Very good. Fantastic. So now we go then to the grammar explanation, and we will see then how to use this, and
Let's go for
let's
it.
start with that. Yeah.
Yeah, we said earlier that we want to know how to express obligation, suggestions, and prohibition. And for that, we're looking at modals. And today we're going to use real sentences from the dialogue we just had to understand and dive into the grammar. So let's start with obligation. What do we use? What are the modals we use? Must and have to. Help us, Johnny.
All right, so let us see. I'm just trying to get our pictures here so that we can see
Okay.
them. And so let me see. Let's start with this one then. So we got the obligation, no? Must or have to, no? And we use this to talk about something you need to do because it's necessary or required. Which is the difference? Well, must is usually for the speaker's opinion or strong necessity. That is what you see here in the picture, no? And have to is usually for external rules, laws, or situations. So we got some examples from the dialogue that we had, no? Por ejemplo, ¿no? Escuchaste, we have to buy the tickets in advance, no? Okay. Bueno, esa es nuestra opinión fuerte, ¿no? We must. Oye, esto es algo que tenemos que hacer, ¿eh? O, por ejemplo, you must show ID, ¿no? Esa es una obligación. Así que tenemos que comprar las entradas y debes mostrar la notificación. Así que este es un tip para el must y para el have to. I must study for the exam. You have to, I have to wake up early for work. Así que both of them expresses necessity. But must comes from the speaker's own perspective, while have to is more about external factors.
Beautifully
Aline, can you
explained.
tell us something about don't have to?
Yeah, let's look at the opposite now, when there is no obligation of something. In this case, we use don't have to say something that is not necessary. an example from the dialogue was, you don't have to dress formally. No tienes que vestir formalmente. Now let's dig into the grammar tip. You don't have to go to the party if you're tired. You don't have to bring anything for the picnic. It means it's not required, but you can still do it if you want.
Genial, perfecto. So let's go with the prohibition, no? Models, con el mustn't y el can't. So we want to talk about something you are not allowed to do, or we use mustn't or can't. Algunos ejemplos del diálogo que hemos escuchado. You mustn't bring drinks inside. No debes traer bebidas dentro. Or you can't park near the venue. No, no puedes aparcar cerca del recinto. Also, a grammar tip. Mustn't, you mustn't talk during the concert. Or can't, you can't leave your bag on the floor. Vámonos a los suggestions.
What model do we use for suggestions? We use should or shouldn't. Now let's talk about that. We use should to make recommendations, things that are good or advised. Shouldn't is for the opposite, things that we recommend not doing. Example from the dialogue. You should bring a jacket. You shouldn't leave late. Deberías traer una chaqueta, no deberías irte tarde. Grammar tips to use this. Should. You should try the food here. It's delicious. Es una sugerencia, ninguna obligación. Shouldn't. You shouldn't eat too much sugar. Pero harás lo que tú quieras al final.
Sí. Sabemos que vamos a tomar azúcar seguro. Okay. Vámonos a por errores. Errores comunes que se suelen cometer, ¿no? Así que, por ejemplo, ¿no? Decir you mustn't go. Cuando quieres decir no es obligatorio. Realmente lo que dices es you don't have to go. Eso es lo correcto si no es obligatorio. O por ejemplo, otro ejemplo. Cuando quieres sugerir algo, no dices you must arrive later. Sino que si lo que estás haciendo es sugerir, tú tienes que decir you should arrive later. Y este es un tip. If you're not sure whether it is an obligation or a suggestion, ¿qué puede ocurrir? Oye, ¿esto es una obligación, una sugerencia? Bueno, pues entonces pregúntate, ¿is it a strong rule, must, or just a friendly piece of advice, should? Oye, ¿es una regla? Pues entonces utiliza el must. Oye, ¿es una sugerencia? Pues nada, utiliza el should.
Muy bueno, me ha gustado. Let's practice together now. Complete this sentence. At the festival, you arrive early. What is missing in the middle? Please write your answer in the comments.
Se lo dejamos aquí a nuestros escuchantes para que pongan lo que quieran. Oye, pues nos vamos a la pregunta de la audiencia.
Sí, ¿cómo dirías en inglés? Debes llegar temprano, no debes traer bebidas y no tienes que vestirte de forma formal. ¿Cómo lo dirías en inglés?
Eso es. Oye, pues hemos metido todo, ¿eh? Yo creo que aquí hemos metido un poquito de todo. ¡Wow! Fenomenal. Vamos.
Si lo consiguen es que han entendido toda la sección.
Todo. Vale, pues vámonos al cultural dialogue, Aline. Cuéntanos un
Fantástico.
Poco.
Let's do this. Now, let's talk about the London Blues Festival and compare it with other festivals around the world.
Yeah, the London Blues Festival is an amazing event. It's held every January and people come from all over the world to enjoy live blues music. The event features hundreds of performers, both new artists and legendary figures in the blues world.
Absolutely. And there are many rules for these kinds of events. For example, you must arrive early because the best spots fill up quickly.
That's right. And you mustn't bring drinks inside. They have strict security, but it's all for a good experience.
Exactly. But you don't have to dress formally. It's a casual festival and the atmosphere is very relaxed.
Now, if we compare this to festivals in the US, for example, the rules are a bit more relaxed, right?
Yeah. In the US, some festivals allow you to bring your own drinks, especially if it's an outdoor event. But you mustn't forget that each country has different rules depending on the venue.
That's right. For example, in the UK, though, there's a big focus on punctuality. It's coming to arrive early, and if you don't, you might miss out on the best acts.
That's right. In places like London, punctuality is a sign of respect. So it's essential to arrive early and be prepared to wait.
Now, let's think about the food at these festivals. In the UK, you'll find street food everywhere. There is amazing British barbecue, fish and chips, and of course, pub food.
And in the US, the food is very different. You'll find a lot of American barbecue, ribs, briskets, and pulled pork sandwiches. Some festivals even have food trucks.
Oh, food trucks. I love food trucks. Well, both countries have fantastic food at festivals, but the experience really depends on where you are and how strict the rules are.
True. The UK is much more focused on rules and structure, but that doesn't take away from the fun. It's just part of the experience.
Hey, Aline, just, you know, January is only there in the corner. So, well, it likes like a good plan if you love blues. So that's
I will think about it.
So let us go to the answer to the section. We said, ¿cuál era la frase, Aline?
Era, no la veo bien, me la hacía en español.
Debes llegar temprano, no debes traer bebidas, no tienes que vestirte de forma formal, ¿no? Era, sí. Oh, mira, Lee, mira que lo hemos complicado esta vez, ¿eh?
Es, okay. Vamos. Okay, tengo la respuesta si quieres, esa sí la
venga,
veo.
Venga, va, cuéntanos la respuesta.
You should arrive early, you mustn't bring drinks, and you don't have to dress formally.
Ok, fantástico, muy bien. Oye, pues interaction con nuestros escuchantes, ¿qué les pedimos?
Yes, we want to hear from you. Think about a festival in your country. In Spain, there are many. Now, write one rule, one suggestion, and one prohibition using modal verbs.
Fantastic, very good. Bueno, today we have covered models of obligation, suggestion, and prohibition, and how they can be used to plan your next event or festival.
If you want to keep improving your English step by step, visit trainlearn.com. You can start learning from only 39 euros with recorded lessons and live group classes.
That's it, eh? And we got a campus and we got a lot of things that you can enjoy with us and super teachers that we love, just teaching English. So just please, book one class and get to know us and start learning English with us. So, hey, Aline, see you next time.
See you next time. See you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.